I'm Josh Rivera, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Day 5 of Trump's asshole saga. Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers, and Jimmy Fallon go over the president's denial of such comments and the ripple effects the comment has had on the news media.
It says a lot about where we're at as a country that in the last few days it was reported that a porn star was paid to stay quiet about an alleged affair with Trump. And for 38 minutes, people in Hawaii thought they were about to get hit with an incoming missile. And neither of those is the biggest story in the news right now. They've, of course, been overshadowed by the fact that President Trump referred to Haiti, El Salvador, and African nations as shitholes during a meeting on immigration and said he wanted more immigrants from Norway. That's right. Trump wants more immigrants from Norway. Though, frankly, I can't imagine white.
But more importantly, it's day 4 of Holgate. Now, I am sure, I'm confident, to my core, confident that that's going to be bleeped because CBS has higher standards than the president.
You guys see this on Saturday? The word S-hole was projected onto Trump's D.C. hotel. Got even worse when Motel 6 sued them for copyright infringement. You go, hey, come on. That's not funny. That's all true.
Of course, his word choice was what got most of the attention at first, although news anchors weren't quite sure how to handle it.
Parents, if you're watching with children, you might want to mute for the next 35 seconds.
I apologize for using this word here, but this is a quote from the president.
The president said, quote, why do we want all these people from, I won't use the word, S-hole countries.
All these S-hole countries.
S-hole countries.
S-hole countries.
Yeah. Bleep-hole countries.
Bleep-hole countries.
S-blank-hole countries.
Blank-hole countries.
Blank-hole countries.
They would say sinkhole, or whatever the word is that he
it's
actually
not
used.
Sink.
And then what he said about immigrants from countries like Haiti, African countries, that these are, you get the point.
Oh, my God. You managed to flummox Wolf Blitzer. Do you know how hard that is? He's never been emotional in his life. His wedding vows were just, I'm Wolf Blitzer and you're in the Situation Room.
Trump said it on Thursday, and not only did the White House not immediately deny it, Trump reportedly was calling friends to brag about it. He's like a toddler calling his mom to the potty. Come look at the load I dropped in the national discourse. Yeah. But the next,
Unfortunately for the president, even some of his fellow Republicans who were in the meeting confirmed he said what we think he said. So last night, with House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy standing uncomfortably at his side, Trump doubled down and made what might be the most patently untrue statement of this presidency so far.
Did you see what various senators in the room said about my comments? They weren't made. No, I'm not a racist. I am the least racist person you have ever interviewed. That I can tell you.
Well, there's no better way to convince people you are not a racist than repeatedly saying, I am the least racist person.
So why do you do that to yourself, man? If you just said, I'm not a racist, maybe you could muddy the waters and people would have to debate it. But when you say, the least racist person, you just set off alarm bells. It's the difference between saying, I'm a tall person and I'm the tallest person on Earth. With one, you go, yeah, pretty tall, I guess. And with the other, you go, oh, he's crazy.
Also, the next morning, after getting a poop load of criticism, Trump suddenly denied it, tweeting, the language used by me at the DACA meeting was tough, but this was not the language used. He's like the racist Rumpelstiltskin. Unless ye guess my racist speech, the president ye shall not impeach.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.